Thank you, Jenny. We come to our final batch of news items, and they are a mixed bag, as always.
Indeed they are, Marianne. And first, a new facility costing more than £3 million is helping aspiring engineers get ready for the vehicles of the future. City College Norwich has opened a new multi-million pound advanced construction and engineering centre in its Ipswich Road campus. Funded by the Norwich Town Deal, the new centre in the Blakeney building is equipped to create the next generation of mechanics, technicians and engineers. The centre was officially opened last week and boasts a range of technological advancements for students to take advantage of. And this includes 8 new cars, including 3 fully electric and 3 hybrids for apprentices to train on and fine-tune their skills. The investment also included expansions to the college's manufacturing department, equipping the workshop with new mills, lathes and a 3D printer. The new centre will also see students benefit from a new construction laboratory, which will allow students to experiment with different building materials and includes a hydraulic water flume.
Staff, old and new, gathered at John Lewis's Norwich store to celebrate its 40th anniversary. Bonds in All Saints Green officially became John Lewis on February the 1st, 1983, although it wasn't until 2001 that the name officially changed on the curved building, which opened in the early 1950s. The Ruby Anniversary event unveiled an exhibition which will be on display until the end of the year. Christine Chettleburgh, 76, worked at John Lewis from 1983 until her retirement in 2003. Both her parents worked at Bonds, as did her grandson at John Lewis after her, with her family living in All Saints Green from 1956 until the house was demolished to make way for the store's car park. John Lewis was so different, she said. Everything felt unusual and new. Most of us had never heard of John Lewis before. I made lifelong friends and we enjoyed lots of social occasions.
A new online radio station hopes to fill the gaps left by cuts to BBC Radio Norfolk with plans to help new artists in the region. Anglian Hits Radio launched on Monday, February the 27th, and its founder, Rob Lee, is hoping its enjoyable local content will fill the void as the BBC drops the majority of its local radio shows. It comes after the national broadcaster announced it was to cut all local programming other than that hosted between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. on weekdays, with only sports commentary remaining on the weekends. Mr. Lee says he hopes his station will be able to fill the gaps left by programmes such as BBC Radio Norfolk introducing, with a new show dedicated to the latest local groups. He previously launched the Variety Station in 2019, which is still going strong today. The station will also feature typical radio shows such as Morning and Drive Time, with hopes that it will eventually feature specialised music and chat segments.
Forget Oscars and BAFTAs, as it is the breakfast that should be winning awards from the set of Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. The comedy-drama film stars Emma Thompson as the widow Nancy Stokes, who hires the services of sex worker Leo Grand, who is actually Daryl McCormick. The hotel scenes were filmed at Epic Studios in Norwich, and Café Gelato in Opie Street also features. Local freelance chef John Grimsby Watt, who previously ran Pie Baker in Dereham Road, was part of the catering team after being invited by his friend Mark, who runs Gorilla Dining. While filming took place in March 2021, Mr. Watt created a buzz in the cast and crew after Thompson raved about his scrambled eggs. After filming, she handed him a container lid that had written on it, "Best scrambled eggs I have ever had on any shoot ever. Love, Emma T," which he shared following the BAFTAs last weekend. He said Emma Thompson wanted scrambled eggs and absolutely adored them. And later in filming, both her and Daryl came into the kitchen to thank us. Well, We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it.
Well, I'm sure you know what's coming next. As usual, we remind you that when you've finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget, you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. We hope you've enjoyed this edition. Thanks go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who've produced it today. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. We always like to hear from you, so do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there's no reply, please do leave a message on the answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. And you can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this edition. We'll leave you with this month's Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. So for now, it's goodbye from me, John Francis, and from Marianne Penn.
Goodbye.